Thank you very much, Brian. That's right. I am Ann Eller, and yes, I am here with Natalie Paramore. She is the president of the Parks Foundation. We're going to be talking a lot about that. President of the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation. That's quite a mouthful, Natalie.
Yes, it is.
And she's also an excellent realtor. She's a real estate agent with RE/MAX Action Realty. So I guess you'd like to tell us that if anybody's in need of a house, they need to call you, right, Natalie?
Absolutely. If they need to buy or sell, keep me in mind. I'd love to help them.
Well, that's right. Now, you know, let's just talk a little bit about real estate before we start talking about the parks. How is the real estate right now?
Well, real estate as a whole is probably a lot slower than it used to be, as we all know, because of the economic climate that we're in. However, we are seeing folks out there buying because of the, you know, the all-time low rates. This week, I had a customer who was getting below a 4% mortgage rate, and you know, we're not going to see that for very much longer. And I think there are folks out taking advantage of these interest rates, and you know, I think it's important that if you are in the market to and you are considering this, it's a lot cheaper to own a home these days than it is to rent. So
that's right. But now, how about on the flip side, though, the people that are trying to sell their homes, Natalie? I mean, we've heard that it's a very tough market to sell. It is a buyer's market. And what about getting people financed?
Well, financing, as we all know, the banks have really tightened their belts because of the situation that we got in over the last couple of years. They probably should have tightened their belts and kept them tight all along, and we wouldn't be in this problem. However, having said that, the lenders have tightened up on their guidelines and requirements, but if you're in a position, your credit is good. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it does need to be good, and the lenders can work with you. Sellers are probably taking a little less on their sales prices than they used to. However, we are still seeing that houses are appraising for very good value. Some, I just had an appraisal the other day that actually appraised at more than what the purchaser was paying for the house. So that buyer was real happy. The seller was
That's unusual, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. The seller was very happy too because they needed to sell their home. So it was a win-win for everyone. But lenders are lending money, and people just need to get out and speak to a lender or speak to their realtor to get referred to a lender. I think that we have great lenders and local banks and mortgage brokers here in town that can really work with the customer. And like I said, our office is very busy. We've had a very good year, and we're excited about what's going on. And we just hope the momentum keeps going.
Do you think the market's going to go down anymore?
Well, I have concerns that we're going to see a whole nother wave of foreclosures come through in the next 12 months, and the projections are it might be another 18 months before we really see a turnaround. But as long as Greenwood continues to do what it's doing, I think we're going to be okay. One thing I can say about Greenwood is we don't have the number of foreclosures that a lot of other areas have, and that is, while we have our share, we don't have, you know, 15 houses for sale on one street like in some larger areas. And I have to take my hat off to a lot of our local lenders because they lended to the proper customers at the time of purchase. And they kept their criteria strong and their requirements strong in when they were making out their loans. So I'm very pleased at what we're seeing here. And but, yes, it is a buyer's market, and because there are a lot of homes for sale. But we do have a lot of good quality customers coming through Greenwood, and we are seeing things sell.
So I guess you're saying it wasn't like Las Vegas.
No,
you know, and
not
that
at
was
all.
A big market that
mm-hmm.
just totally fell apart.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we weren't seeing sales happening, you know, I'd be concerned. I know that this has been a good year for a lot of agents, and it's been a very difficult year for a lot of agents. You know, I don't know that reason. Maybe the amount of time people can put into their careers or whatever.
Also had a lot of real estate agents.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
That's right. You're exactly right. We had a lot of real estate agents. Our maximum number, I think, was over 300 at one time, and now we're more at about 150. And but I think it's important for a customer or a buyer to know, and a seller to know, that you really should use an experienced agent, one that works every day, one that can really be there to market your property and give it
one
the exposure.
One that it's their main focus.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's with anything, though. That's isn't right. it really?
I think so, too. We were speaking yesterday and with another agent and I, and we said, you know, people grumble about having to take some continuing education or this, that, and the other. But, you know, if that's your career and that's what you do and that's your main focus, you shouldn't mind giving it, you know, 100% of your time, you know, when you're doing your business. So,
absolutely. Now, how did you end up in real estate?
Well, I come from a family of real estate. My mother's owned a real estate company for 35 years in Florida, and so that was kind of my part-time job in high school, was working in her office and by painting gold posts. I laugh because it was back at a time when the gold posts were solid wood and weighed about 75 pounds or 100 pounds, I thought, and I'm toting these things around and painting them, and but that was my job, so
and
that's
you got
how
paid
I,
for it, too.
But I did get paid for it, that's right. Learned early not to work for free, you know. So, but I come from a family of realtors, and my mother actually just retired after 35, 36 years of real estate, and so now she can come up to South Carolina and see her grandchildren more. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So how did you end up in Greenwood? Out of all the places, being a Florida girl, how'd you end up here?
Well, my husband is a urologist here in Greenwood, and he did his training at Shands Hospital at the University of Florida in Gainesville. And at the time, I was working part-time for a friend of mine in the Department of Urology, which is where I met him. And we worked together for about 4 years, and he decided when he graduated that he was planning to come back to this area. And there was an opportunity here for him, and he's actually a Georgia boy. So his family lives in Atlanta and Georgia, and so this was close to home. He enjoys the mountain areas and hiking and things like that. So this was an area where he was planning to come, and so he said, if you want to come with me, you're going to have to move to Greenwood. So we came, and it's been a really wonderful place to live, and we've been here 16 years.
Absolutely. Now, you have done an incredible job on working. Oh my God, what's that? Oh my God, that is something I didn't anticipate. Hello. you have done an incredible job of working with the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Commission. It is unbelievable. We're going to be talking about all the things going on, from the park, that the park on Cambridge, that was really your first endeavor here, to working on the trails, to what's going to happen with the 54 acres right here on the 72 bypass. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Our very special guest today, Natalie Paramore. If you've got a question, want to throw something in here, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best, from quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
Yes, that's right. I am Ann Eller. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Price of gold, I do believe, is staying pretty constant here, over $1,800. So this is your seller tunery. Come see us today. Sell some gold, sell some diamonds. Remember, we always pay for all those little diamonds and all the little extra things that go with it. We actually look at it. Is it in good condition or bad condition? Is it scrap or is it something that can be done something with? So don't be fooled. Come see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. But yes, we are here with Natalie Paramore. We've been talking a little real estate. We've been going to start talking about the parks. But we just had a call from a lady, Beth Sheen. She would like to know, would you take listings on a home that's not perfect, Natalie?
Absolutely, Beth. One of the things that an experienced real estate agent can do for you is to come to your home and make suggestions for you on small things that you might be able to do to provide a little extra curb appeal for your home. You want to get that buyer in there to look at the house and see what wonderful features it has. But yes, houses don't have to be perfect. The one thing that the seller does have to keep in mind is when we don't have perfect, or when we have things that need to be done to a home, sometimes we have to price the home accordingly to the things that it may need. But absolutely. So give me a call, Beth. I'll be glad to help you.
What's that number, Natalie?
864-993-1266. Or call REMAX and ask for Natalie.
All right. So there you go. You can sell, you know, and the bottom line is that even in this market, I know a lot of people have taken their houses off the market.
That's right.
And but you can sell your house. If
absolutely.
That's what...
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, some people think, well, I, as a seller, I'm going to sell my house for less than what I may have 4 years ago. But you also have to understand you're probably going to buy a house. So you're also buying on the lower end as well. So it really kind of balances itself out.
We say here at Sharp Facets, you have to trade apples for apples.
That's right.
Not apples for oranges, but apples for apples.
That's right.
So it's all relative in today's market.
It really is, yes.
So if you'd like to sell or if you'd like to buy, make sure you contact Natalie so she can give you some ideas and show you some of her listings that she has going. So, Natalie, on the part, I need to know how you got involved because you really were the impetus behind the Cambridge Park. How did you get involved in park development?
Well, it was just really kind of by happenstance. After I moved here and had my first child, Madeline, I started to visit parks in our area. And while we did have parks in our area, it seemed like I had to travel quite a ways to get to one. Or if I went and visited maybe the Connie Maxwell Park, I knew that was a private property park. And so, you know, you kind of felt like you had to, you know, kind
like
of
you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, like you shouldn't be there, but they didn't mind. So, but I lived in lodge grounds at the time, and every day I was a real estate agent. Every day I'd drive to work, and I went over the West Cambridge Bridge. And at the time, that was a piece of property that was very grown up, and I always just thought, God, that would be the best area for a little park. And so I mentioned that one day to a friend of mine. And she knew someone that was affiliated with this Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation, a very good friend of mine, Mr. Klaus Neubner. And I don't think it was a 24-hour period went by, and I get this phone call, and it's Mr. Neubner calling to say, hey, I hear you're interested in joining us volunteers in our parks movement. And I wasn't quite sure what to say, and I said, well, I have a piece of property in mind that I think would, you know, make a great park or neighborhood park or whatever, and I don't know what the status is of it. I think it's an old railroad switching yard or something, but it's just something I have an interest in. Well, the funny thing was is he said, well, the city had just purchased that and had given that property to the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation as a piece of property to develop.
And that was the West Cambridge
and
Park?
And that was the West Cambridge Park. So having said that, they needed a chairperson, and I guess I just felt inspired to being as this was a piece of property I thought needed to be a park, and then they had just acquired the land, I thought that maybe this was faith-driven and was a project I should be working on.
Divine intervention.
Yeah, I think so. And so that's how it began.
Now, that was back, what, though, in the early 2000s?
Yes, it was about 2000 when that happened, because we actually fundraised for that project for about 4.5 years before we actually constructed it and finished it. So,
how much did that end up costing?
It was around $800,000 for the entire project.
Wow. And who actually paid for that, Natalie?
Well, we as volunteers, people in our organization, we went to probably every civic organization in Greenwood and probably most individuals in Greenwood and every business, and we just, like I said, diligently, consistently for about 4 years, you know, asked folks to donate to the cause. And it was kind of hard at first because we didn't have any type of really pretty rendering or anything of what the project was going to look like.
Architectural drawings.
Yep, we didn't have that. And we finally figured out we really needed to do that. We knew what we wanted it to be. We had some meetings with citizens right around the area where we were going to build, and tried to find out what their wants and their needs were, and we tried to implement all that into the plan that we had. And then we had a local firm, Heener Incorporated, draft up our designs, and then we had these renderings that we were able to show people. And actually, our color rendering came from a lady named Jane Roper. Jane works out at Wesley Commons, but she's a wonderful artist. And she actually took the ideas that we had and watercolored them for us. So that was actually our color rendering that we used, and then our architectural drawings from the architects here in town.
So are you telling me this money was all raised locally, or did you get any grants or anything like that?
Well, we did get a grant from some, we got a little bit of accommodations tax funds from the city because of the pavilion that we built. We were going to be using it as an entertainment venue, and which we do. We've had some concerts there, and so we were able to get a small amount of money. I think we got about $4,000 in the scope of it was small, but we also went to some businesses here and received some larger funds. Our pavilion actually is sponsored by the County Bank, and if anyone ever notices the wrought iron on the pavilion, it's actually the County Bank logo. We had our wrought iron man actually do their logo as part of our gift back to them for being a strong sponsor in that project. And we also received grant money from the Rasmussen Foundation, Self Foundation. We did go to foundations, and we wrote grants. We were not successful in the government grant writing end of it. That was at a time when it was really hard to get grant money to come our way. It seemed like things were really going more towards the Greenville area. They had a lot going on with the Reedy River Falls and all their projects, and a lot of the parks and recreation and tourism funds were going elsewhere. But you know, it was a lot of hard work as far as fundraising, but it paid
off. Tremendous.
It paid
that's
off
tremendous.
In the end.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're. I mean, that's a lot of hard work for a lot of people to pull together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the park was actually opened, 2005, was it?
That's right, 2005, and that was just a wonderful time. I did want to go back on fundraising and say that some people don't know this, but we did not have all of the money raised to build the park. But what we thought was it was time to build the park because there was not a lot of a lot of vision on behalf of citizens here on what the project was going to look like. So it was almost like it was kind of dying down a little bit because, you know, we've been talking about this project for so long and not having anything there. I think
so if you build it, they will come.
That's exactly right. And that is exactly what we did. And I tell y'all that because there were five individuals, myself included, who we actually went out and took out a personal loan in order to pay off the park so that we could go ahead and construct it. And that was our philosophy in that if we build it, the funds will come. And after it was built and the community embraced it, the city embraced it, the county embraced it, we did have the county came and actually offered to pay off the balance of the debt that was remaining, and that was a wonderful time for all of us. So it's a debt-free park, and but it has ongoing expenses, as we all know.
Sure, absolutely. Now, speaking of expenses, how does it break out? How does it divide out? The city takes care of the mowing, or how does this work?
Yes, it's a wonderful partnership that we have between the city and the county, and then ourselves as volunteers. The city takes care of the day-to-day mowing and trash pickup and ongoing maintenance of the restrooms and things like that. The county helps us. They offer some manpower through the probation work department where they have community service workers that have to go out and work, and they will assist us. The county also offers liability insurance for us for all of our projects. So it really is a partnership. And then our organization, we still do ongoing maintenance as well. If there's equipment that needs to be replaced, we replace that with our funds. Fencing, painting, signage, things like that, we continue to have a great part in and take care of those maintenance items.
Okay. Well, listen, I understand once that park opened, it was hard for you to go back there after you'd been so involved in this project.
Yes, it was. I had to kind of step back. I went there immediately after it opened, took my kids, my family. We had a great time, but it was really hard because if somebody wasn't doing something the way it was supposed to be done, I had a hard time with it. It was like I wanted to go over and say, now look, you're not, you know, I think parents got just as excited about the park as the children did because there were more parents sliding down slides and hanging on the monkey bars and things like that. But, you know, the equipment was not for for
adults.
The parents, it's for the kids. So, yeah, I did have to step back a little bit and kind of remove myself. But it's a wonderful project, and I'm really proud of it.
And now you're back there again.
Yeah.
You can enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Fastest Gallery on the 72 Bypass. I am talking to Natalie Paramore. If you have a question, we're going to get ready and talk about some of the trails that they've done. I'll bet you don't know about all the trails that they keep up with and that are available right here in our area. And we're going to be talking about that 54 acres right there on Grace Street. So don't you go away. We'll be right back right after a word from the news and a word from our sponsors. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Yes, this is Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We just had some calls come in. Jeff was just back there telling us about them. Mary Ann Sammons, Natalie called in. Wow, a doer, not a complainer. Run for office. I'll vote for you. Knock on doors. Wow, what a risk you took. God bless. We need Natalie in charge.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That is nice.
It is. It's nice to hear things like that.
Absolutely. When you put all blood, sweat, and tears and time and effort into that, yeah, that's terrific. Now, we had a call from George. He thinks that Natalie is great. He said, thank you, Natalie, for raising property values around the park.
Now, that makes me feel good that a homeowner recognizes that, because that is, in fact, when you have a good quality recreational opportunity, that is exactly what can happen to property values in that area. And, George, I thank you for making that comment, because there are some in the area of West Cambridge Park that don't think that West Cambridge Park added value to that community, which that breaks my heart. But, you know, there has been new construction built around the park, and it's just, you know, a beautiful neighborhood. And I thank you for that comment, because that is exactly what a good quality green space project can do for homeowners in the area.
Absolutely. So kudos on that. And, you know, now while we're talking, before we start talking about the Grace Street one, you know, there are so many trails that y'all work on and maintain and keep expanding on. Maybe we should talk about some of the trails. I mean, there's one over in 96 that you maintain. And keep going over there.
Yes, that's a wonderful trail. The the city of 96 actually has now embraced that trail and maintain it and take care of it. And that is a trail that is on an old railroad line that runs right down by the depot in the downtown area. If you're ever driving on 34 into 96, you'll see the trail on the right-hand side. And I'm saying traveling from Greenwood to 96, you'll see the trail on the right-hand side. It is a gravel or crusher run trail. And that trail is used tremendously by the folks there in 96. And it's exciting to drive through 96 and see people walking on the trail and to know that they find great value in this trail development that we're doing.
Sure. And then, of course, there is the Heritage Trail.
Yes, the Heritage Trail was the first big trail that was done here in Greenwood. The Heritage Trail was done before my coming aboard the foundation, but it's a wonderful 2-plus-mile trail that runs from the Palmetto Bank there on Main Street, and it runs through all the way through the medical community, down past the Genetic Center, and then out towards Florida Avenue. It is a paved trail. It's got some beautiful foliage, and anyone that likes to walk or ride a bike, I'd encourage you to please hop on that trail and go for a ride. You'll really enjoy it. It's a great place to take the kids and let them ride their bikes up and down the trail.
And of course, then there's a Grace Street Trail. I didn't even know. You said that's a little one that runs between Lander and Uptown.
That's right. The Grace Street Trail is just a small trail over by Town and Country. All of our trails are designated with a sign. It's usually a little railroad engine, and it'll have the name of the trail on it. And that one is over by Town and Country, and it runs from Cambridge Avenue right there over to Gray Street. That's actually a very popular little walkthrough, because it gets Lander students from, you know, that need to go from Gray Street downtown or what have you, or folks that live over in that area want to go to the downtown area, and it's a nice little shaded cut through that they can use to get to that area. And then we were also talking about, we have a beautiful trail that a lot of people are not aware of. It's called the Rock Creek Trail. Rock Creek Trail is located over by the Self Regional Healthcare Express building over off Cokesbury Road and on the corner there of Rock Creek neighborhood. And that's a beautiful little trail. It's about a mile and a half or so, and it starts there at the Self Regional Healthcare Facility and meanders back through Rock Creek and through some the backs of some neighborhoods, and there's several bridges. It is a trail that's made out of the Crusher Run material, which is just a fine gravel, but it's a beautiful trail. There's some water elements and
hardwoods. Like
and beautiful hardwoods in the fall. We're getting ready to take some new photos as the leaves begin to change to put on our website. And but if you enjoy getting out and just seeing some nature, there's some pretty some very nice wildlife that you'll see throughout that particular trail. And you know, that's a great trail to take your family to, and all of our trails are, but that one's just got a lot of pretty hardwoods throughout, and I think that's a very enjoyable trail to walk through.
You know, the nice thing about the trails, it does give you an escape, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, we have not had a lot of that in this area for years, and we're really excited about our trail development that's going on right now. And we actually have a new trail that we're going to be developing, if I can talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely.
That's a trail that a lot of people are familiar with, a piece of land that runs on the opposite side of the street from the Greenwood Country Club. It is a piece of land that runs from the American Legion up past the Woman's Club and then kind of dead ends in front of Kimbrook neighborhood over by the 225 bypass. Well, that's our next project we're going to be working on. We're going to develop a trail there. It's sponsored by our two local Rotary clubs, and we just found out recently that we were awarded a Parks, Recreation, and Tourism grant for around $39,000 that's going to assist us in the development of this trail, and we're real excited about that.
How much money will it take to do that trail?
I think the estimate in the beginning was $60,000 to $65,000, and the Rotary clubs have made a contribution, and then this grant that we got is going to put us well on our way to start the development. And it may be a gravel trail for a while until we can raise more funds to pave it. I'd like to see it paved with some really pretty decorative lighting, maybe that you see over in West Cambridge Park, and some benches and things like that. But I'm really excited about just even having the trail there. We see folks walking through there, you know, regularly and jogging through that section of land, and I think it's just going to be a really nice feature for Greenwood to have this green space, you know, designed now for people to use and exercise on.
Sure. Now, if somebody wanted to help out and donate, Natalie, what should they do?
Well, they can just give me a call. My phone number is 864-993-1266, and they can give me a call. If you don't remember my number, just remember I'm an agent at REMAX, and you can give me a call there and just talk to me about what you'd like to do. And it's actually funny. I got a phone call this morning. I get calls periodically from various companies or people wanting to help, and sometimes it takes a little time for us to get you really plugged into how you can help because we don't have construction going on right now. However, we always have trail maintenance going on, and so anyone that might want to work on some trail maintenance, whether it be spraying or cutting or removing a tree somewhere or what have you, you know, we have those opportunities available, and we certainly welcome you know, that extra help.
And but there are people that just maintain part of it for you. You've got a gentleman,
yes,
or two that just keeps things in good shape over there.
That's
for
right.
You.
Klaus Neubner is our chairman of maintenance, and he primarily he maintains anything that needs to be maintained, but his day-to-day activities are our trails, because, you know, after one thunderstorm or whatever, you know, he goes out and checks our trails and may have to remove a tree that's down or prune some bushes. On our Heritage Trail this year, we did have to do about $6,000 worth of work. And again, that's money that we've had to raise on our own to clear out some drainage ditches that just over time have clogged up for whatever reason, and water was backing up on our trail. So, you know, trails are a constant maintenance project, so we definitely can use some help with anyone that might want to help us with trail maintenance. So just again, give me a call, and I'll be glad to put you in touch with Klaus Neubner, or if you know Klaus yourself, you're welcome to give him a call. He's in the phone book.
Absolutely. But Natalie's number, 993-1266. That's 993-1266. Now, we just had a call from Kayla Smith. She's a Lander student, and she wanted to know, are the trails safe for women? She's actually from Cincinnati, where there's beautiful, unsafe trails.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, unsafe trails. Well, you know, I think that our trails are safe. In my experience, I don't know of many or if any real incidents that have occurred on our trails. I mean, I would tell you absolutely our trails are very safe. Where they're located are in neighborhoods, and I feel like we've been blessed by having folks give us little pieces of land where we've decided to develop these. They're not all railroad lines. The Rock Creek Trail was bits and pieces of land that we acquired from developers, and that allowed us to be able to develop that trail. So I think if you go to our website, and it's not all of our trail information is not on there yet, but we are currently working on that, and also with our signs at each trailhead, it will show you where you can park and also where the trail leads. So, but yes, I encourage everyone to use these trails. I do think that they are safe trails.
Absolutely. Now, greenwoodparks.org, correct? Greenwoodparks.org, is that where you go to find this information?
Yes, that's that is a new website that we just had created. Simple PC helped us with this project. It's a wonderful website, and if you're having trouble getting to it, if you'll type in West Cambridge Park or Grace Street Park, it should take you to the site. But yes, and we have trail information and also information about our parks.
That's great. All right, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We'll be right back. Hey, the questions are coming in fast and furious here. If you've got another one, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Lou Dobbs, Mr. Independent.
Wow. Ann Eller, I love your show, the I Love Ann Show, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. each weekday on WLMA Radio in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, we have a good time. It's a real positive, upbeat show.
I love it.
Well, then, you will just have to keep listening to the I Love Ann Show weekdays on WLMA 1350 AM or WLMA.net.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're absolutely right. We have been talking to Natalie Paramore. She is a real estate agent with RE/MAX Action Realty, and she is the president of the Greater Greenwood Parks and Trails Foundation, a nonprofit organization that does fundraising and actual construction for the development of parks and trails in Greenwood County. And that is a terrific thing. And you know, for Natalie, for people that look around and go, well, I don't see why a park is that important, and we're going to get ready and talk a little bit about Grace Street, and of course there's been a lot of debate about should it just be sold, should it become big box stores, and I mean that beautiful piece of property. Why are parks so important?
Parks are really important, not only for a place to go and spend time with your family, but also for the aesthetics and the beautification of your community. People driving through Greenwood don't want to just they're not going to stop because they see a bunch of stores along the bypass. That's not going to grab their attention unless they're actually looking for a particular product, you know, and looking for a particular store. What grabs people's attentions are, for example, driving downtown of Greenwood and they see the renovations that have been done. They see the federal building and the beautiful facility that it is and the community theater. People look at the aesthetics of a community, and that can play a huge part in where they want to live. And when people drive by the West Cambridge Park and its beauty that it has, I mean, these are elements that are very important to people and families that are when they're looking to reconsider coming to an area. I mean, you got to have places for your family to go, and it doesn't always have to require spending money. You need places to go and take your kids to exercise, have a picnic, just spend some time outdoors, and that's what these parks do for families and for individuals coming to Greenwood.
And not only that, it helps as people from the outside look at coming here, businesses look at coming here, because they're looking for quality of life.
That's absolutely right. People look for health care. They're looking for health care. They're looking for places that they can go and spend time with their grandchildren. Even Lander students, they want to go and have a place to throw a blanket out on some green grass and maybe enjoy some music or just study. And, you know, these green space opportunities are very important for me. Meeting these needs.
Sure. Now, one thing before we talk about Grace Street, I did want to mention about the birthday parties.
Yes.
At Cambridge. We haven't talked about that, and that's a great opportunity to have a birthday party.
Yes, that's been something we've done from the beginning. If obviously anyone can go to the park and use the park or any picnic table they want to have a get together and at any time. However, if you have a need that you want to reserve a place for a certain period of time, you can actually reserve the West Cambridge Park Pavilion, and it's $50 for 2 hours, and it's a wonderful place to have a birthday party or any kind of function. And the way that you do that is you can call the Greenwood Area Chamber of Commerce. They have a calendar and they have the forms that you fill out, and you would go there and fill out your form, pay them your money, and you receive a confirmation and a reservation sheet that you would use your day at when it's your day at the park. But that is a wonderful way to have a designated location for a party and not wonder, I wonder if there's a picnic table available or whatever. You can take care of this in advance. I do encourage folks, you know, there are Saturdays when there may be 8-10 birthday parties in that pavilion, and I would encourage you, if you are one that's going to have a party, make sure you know, bring some wipes or whatever you need to wipe down the tables. We don't have people on site who clean thoroughly between each party, and I would just encourage you, to take care of that as well when you go to have a party.
You know, that's cheap.
Yeah.
$50.
$50. You can't go anywhere and have a birthday party for $50, you know, and have 11 acres to run around on and trees and playground equipment. I mean, it's a wonderful place for a party. All my kids have had their birthday parties there, and I'm just speaking from experience. It's a wonderful place. That pavilion offers a tremendous amount of shade, and its design offers the a nice breeze that flows through there all the time because of its design. And, you know, on a hot day, having that covered pavilion is just a wonderful place to have a get-together. So
that's right. And actually, that $50 that they pay goes to help with maintenance and whatnot, does it?
Yes, that's correct. People say, well, you know, people think that our organization has a lot of money. Well, we don't have a lot of money. And this is the one way that we do raise money, besides receiving donations from businesses and private individuals. This is our little bit of revenue stream that we have that comes in each year that allows us to replace a piece of equipment or buy new sand for the sand pits for the playgrounds. So this is a very important feature that we offer people that use the park. So take advantage of it and have your birthday or any kind of party over there.
Yes, and call the Greenwood Chamber. All right, well, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but, you know, the Grace Street Park. This has been, for years, this has been a subject of conversation. Now, what do you have to say about where we're at, and what do you think, what's the vision?
Well, I am really excited about the Grace Street Park. It's a 54-acre piece of land. As y'all know, it's the old CPW water treatment plant, and it has been a topic of conversation for years. I'm so excited because there's been times when the property was going to be sold, and then, at public forums and meetings, you know, things change, and I'm so excited about the fact that CPW has offered to give this property to the park folks and let us develop it. And the way that this is going to happen is they have to deed the property to the city, and then the city had a choice to either keep the property for themselves or to transfer it on over to the county. And what has actually transpired now is the city is going to retain ownership, and they are going to lease the property to us. And it's a long-term lease, so right now what we're working on is fine-tuning the language of the lease agreement I believe it already had its first reading and was passed, so I think it has to go under one more reading, and it'll be approved, and then we can take ownership of it, or I should say rent it, and then begin our thoughts and everything about developing it.
So what are the thoughts about developing it?
Well, we have to put together a master plan. We all have our own ideas of what we would like the project.
We all have a dream.
Yeah, we all have a dream.
Yes, there you go.
And, you know, like with any project, things have to be done in phases. This project will be done in phases. We have to determine what to do with the buildings. And I personally would like to see one of the buildings stay. It's got some beautiful architectural features inside that people are not aware of, and like to see something done with the building. But I think something, too, I'd like to let listeners know is there are two lakes on that property, and people don't see that because the lakes are all grown up, they're fenced off, but and there's a natural aquifer on the property. And so what eventually will occur on that property is there will be one large main water element, one of the lakes. We don't have enough water to keep both of them full. We'll eventually have to probably develop it into one lake, but the wildlife over there is incredible. You just
see deer out there, yeah, all the time.
See deer and turkey and owl, and then the Canadian geese come in and land in the ponds, and it's really a beautiful setting. You just don't see it from just driving by because it's, you know, all grown up. But when we can eventually open that up and let folks see what's really there, they're going to be so glad that this is being developed into a green space for Greenwood.
Yeah, but how much is it going to cost, Natalie?
Well, I don't know, Anne. It's probably going to cost a lot of money, but you know, and that's part of what we have to do. We are seeking funding now for the actual design and master plan. We do have to have that in place within 2 years to show the city what our plans are. We don't have to develop it for 10, and I know that sounds like a long time, but you know, when you're talking several million dollars, probably per phase, you know, that takes a while to raise that money. So, but we will be putting together a plan with an architect and a land designer and architect, landscape designers and park developers, and really figure out what is the best use of the land with what we have so that we can preserve, you know, its self and its naturalist form as we can get it, keep it, but you know, with also having some buildings on there so that folks have a place to use for functions. I like to see an amphitheater over there myself so we could have some concerts in the park. So I don't
concerts
know.
Concerts in the, yeah, park.
Wanted to do that at West Cambridge, but it's not large enough and we don't have adequate parking. So, you know, didn't know that at the time, but now
now you have another project, yep, to work on, Natalie.
Yep. So.
Well, this has been totally exciting to learn more about the parks. I think a lot of people don't know a lot about it. You are listening to your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood. We're going to talk for just a minute more before we go off the air. But, Natalie, so are you going to head up this project, too?
Well, I'm definitely going to be involved. I have asked to be the chairman for this project as well. It takes a lot of people to work on something of this size, so I'm sure there'll be quite a few of us sitting on the task force that takes care of this one, but I can assure you I'll probably be very involved in this project. I'm excited about it.
Well, it's been a long time coming.
Yes, it has.
And if people want to get involved with the parks, with your parks group here, what should they do?
Well, again, I would just encourage you to give me a call. I don't mind phone calls. You can send me a text message. I do have a file where if we can't use you right now, we have names and numbers of folks that we call, and just give me a call, even businesses. I started to tell you earlier, I got a call this morning of a business that's going green, really wants to have a presence in the Greenwood community and wants to be involved in working on some of our trails. So, and that's a large company here in Greenwood. So I'm excited to be partnering with them here in the near future to have their employees come and volunteer their time on our trails.
Well, there's endless opportunity, is there not, Natalie?
Yes, there is.
All right, we've been talking today with Natalie Paramore. Her telephone number, she doesn't mind giving, 993-1266. That's 993-1266. I know we're all going to be anticipating great things. It may take a while to get it all done, but it will be something to be very proud of when it does come together.
Absolutely, and I know it will get done.
Yes, with Natalie, I know it will get done. You're absolutely right, Natalie. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Brian.
Bye, Anne.